There are only a handful of afternoon dailies in Wisconsin. Steadily declining readership forced many late edition papers to fold. UW-Madison Journalism Chair Jim Boffman says very few media markets can support more than one daily newspaper.
It was more or less inevitable that the Cap Times would have to cease daily publication.
The Capital Times circulation was at its peak over a decade ago. Now it stands at 17,000. Starting in April, the Cap Times will cease publishing a daily edition and become a twice-weekly insert in Madison's larger morning newspaper, the Wisconsin State Journal.
I don't, in truth, know how effective this is. I still like the idea because there are literally thousands of people in Greater Madison who never look at the Capital Times. Well, now, if they're getting the State Journal, they will be introduced to it.
Former gubernatorial candidate and progressive blogger Ed Garvey calls it a gutsy move and hopes it will help preserve competition.
You need to have an alternative voice, so I hope that the Cap Times experiment works.
The Capital Times is 91 years old. Publisher Clayton Frank says the changes will require fewer staff. How many has not been determined. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.